Mark Tansey's massive red and white painting, almost 6 feet tall and 12 feet wide, depicts a jumble of fragmented statues piled high in a barren, desert-like landscape. Two full-length figures lie at the base of this heap. Their forms come together to create a bright, wide, horizontal section that grounds the mound of sculptures. A variety of large and small heads surrounds this area. The collection of statues narrows as it grows into a pyramidal form. All of the figures in the pile appear to be male. Thanks to Tansey's realistic rendering of their faces, some of the sculptures are identifiable. George Washington, for example, peeks out from the bottom left section of the heap, while the Roman Emperor Constantine, located on the right, stares vacantly into the distance. Other statues, like the Egyptian Sphinx at the top of the pile and the heads of two pharaohs at the base of its right side, evoke images of civilizations past. Still others, particularly in the middle of the group, remain unidentifiable, melding together into a chaotic mass of carved stone. On the whole, the busts at the top of the mound are larger than those at its base, and a collection of heads and bodies rests at the pyramid's feet, as though they have fallen off this precarious pile. A single finger emerges from the sand, just left of the center of the canvas. An ancient column lies to the right. Sand, dotted with tiny sculptures, fills the spaces in between these larger statues. Small rocks are scattered throughout the landscape, each casting its own tiny shadow on the ground. In the background, a group of glowing white clouds drift across the canvas, separating the deep crimson sky from the brighter scene lying below. The clouds, located primarily on the right side of the painting, swirl together and reflect the light of the sun. A single, wispy cloud floats near the pyramid's left side. Faint horizontal streaks of light emerge from the almost solid sky. The saturated color that dominates the upper left corner of the canvas reappears in the recessed areas of the fragmented statues and the shadows that they cast. Shadows in the clouds and the sand to the right of and below the pyramidal pile, respectively, glow in a softer pinkish tint. In contrast, the tops of the clouds and the high points of the carved figures shine brightly, a sign of the artist's practice of removing the paint on the surface of the canvas to reveal the white gesso below it. As a result of this process, a faint cast of red remains in these white sections, creating a hazy, dreamlike veil that covers the entire piece.